You're listening to the Friendly Geordies podcast with R. Lee, Jordan, and the replacement of Miss Love, Guangzhou.
To the Friendly Jimmy's podcast, let me just do the introduction. For those of you who haven't listened to this podcast before, you're here with Jordan, Miss Love, and myself, Ali.
It's a very late introduction. It's a minute in.
I do.
But for this podcast, that's really early. Most of the time, we just like
half an hour.
You're listening to 6 hours of trance rock, and then at the end, we're like, yeah. Sure. How about that India Pakistan thing? It's pretty crazy.
But are we not going to mention, Jordan, what you and I just noticed?
What?
That song had the most weird pattern on the screen that I've never seen before in my entire life.
Because it was so dense. It was combining the greatest songs of all time. Bring Me the Horizon, Can You Feel My Heart's instrumental. Seamlessly works with a weird Eastern European song that you look at it and you just think like, damn, Michael Jackson in an alternate universe, eh?
It's a combination.
And by that, like, instead of just like doing the moonwalk, he goes...
The weird thing is too that
lifelong
like...
Lifelong fame.
That, the combination of Vitas and... Who is it? Amity? Who is it? What's the other band? The metal band? Original...
Bring Me the Horizon.
Bring Me the Horizon. It's almost like more Eastern European with that like combination with the rock guitar. It's almost more like I closed my eyes and like I felt like I was in Estonia.
Is Croatia and the rest of Eastern Europe pretty much their music tastes the same as Turkey, or is it completely different? Because Turkey's like into sleazy pop songs. Right?
No, what it's the that? Same. It's
who
the same.
Who was that fucking champion that we used to listen to for? Jordan, you and me when
yes,
you were
the Vitas of Turkey.
Yeah, what was his name?
It's not the Michael Jackson of Turkey. Tarkan.
That's right. So that's
with
not
the patented ability to clone himself that everyone in Turkey seemed to be amazed by. That was just like, what is this effect in Sony Vegas? Like,
in Audacity version 1.
I'm seeing Dubin.
All right.
And Turkish. Turkish men are so seedy. I had to deal with one yesterday. So I'm putting up my room for rent, and this middle-aged Turkish man comes in, and he doesn't even look at the room. He just comes in to the room, and I was like, okay, so there's the bathroom. You've got, like, your own closet and everything. And the guy's just like, that is all well and good. How much money? So I was like, I guess it's $250 a week. And he's like, okay, you know where I'm from? I said,
Australia,
like, I don't know, Turkey or something. He's like, yeah, I'm from Turkey. You're from Pakistan, right? It's like, yeah, Muslim brother, still 250 rent. And so I had to like, okay, so I have this.
Oh, what a king!
So now, so I tell him like, okay, so this price isn't mine. This is the landlord's price, and so I'm not selling you a toaster here. Mm. So this is, it's kind of like there's no room. He's like, okay, fine. So I'm like, okay, so then the bond's going to be 1,000. He's like, but I thought we were Muslim brothers. I was like, man, I can't reduce these prices or increase these prices.
It's and also, do you have a Quran on you? How practicing are you? Like, yes. What are the rules here? Like,
there's no rules.
Like me walking up to someone in like Instant Ives and knocking on the door and be like, I smell roast. And they're like, yeah, what are you doing my property? It's like, Christian brothers. Come on.
Have you guys had that? Dude, I have that Muslim brother shit all the time.
No, it doesn't happen.
Dude, I don't know. Why is it that every Turkish man is just a Pokemon card with two attacks on it? One is to like sleaze up and the other one is to be really confused. Why are they always just like, what is going on here? Yes, like it's a simple transaction here. It costs this much money. You have to pay it, or you don't get it.
He starts saying some really sketchy shit too afterwards. So he's like,
do you not have to build the bombs?
So not that sketchy.
So,
brother, Muslim brother, come on.
I was just wondering.
No,
a monkey popped out of his fez. He's like, oh, good.
Jesus. Anyway,
sorry. Yeah, so that's how it happened. That's how
so
it
then,
happened.
So then he looks at the room, the door, and he says, "Brother, where's the lock?" And I said, "Oh shit! Like, there's no lock here." Like,
was this in
Dulwich Hill?
Oh shit! Okay.
And then so I had to like explain to him like no one would just enter into your room. That's just not how it works. So you're fine.
Don't worry. You don't have to lock the door.
Yeah, there's the house has a lock.
Yeah.
And he was like,
it's pretty standard like share house scenario. How does
that even, you haven't complained to the landlord about this? And I was like, no, I didn't think of that one.
Complain to the, my room specifically doesn't have a double lock padlock.
Yeah, I don't know why he wanted a lock.
Yeah. That is weird. I mean, maybe.
So I gave him the room.
Really?
At the end? No.
But I thought about it. I was like, dude, I'm leaving. I don't have to deal with this guy. The other roommate. But then I tell him, so there's this girl that just moved from like Spain and she's living in that house too. And I was like, I can't just like leave this guy with her. Like I am.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if she just like.
Escape that stuff.
Yeah. He's just gonna go into her room. I don't know. Like, I didn't trust him at all. Well, so like, I first messaged my housemate saying, "Hey,
he seems like a very defensive man. All he cared about was padlocks."
Yeah, apparently he was going through some. He told me he was like, "I'm having a bit of a family trouble. You know, my wife hit me." True story. Genuinely,
I can't imagine why.
And then I was like, yeah, so you get your own bathroom? Is that something that you're
interested in? And he was interested in bathing?
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, I like that. And then he said,
but he's just thinking of it as this huge tub to preserve Baba Ganoush.
After it takes a literally 3 minutes for him. He doesn't even look at the room properly. He doesn't even go into the bathroom or anything to see if the fucking taps are functional or not. He's just like, okay, so I move in now. I was like, I've got to move my stuff. Like my, he's like, no, today my wife is very mad at me. I was like, dude, no, we first have to decide if we're going to let you in. And that too can't be today. I have work to go to right now.
Man, I'm jealous of that.
Shit works down in Turkey.
I'm jealous of that sort of like otherworldly cartoonish lives like immigrants get to live. I want to be able to do that one day. Be like, I'm moving in today. It's like, no, and I'm bringing 10 cousins. Like, it's funny, man. I will never be able to do that in my life.
Dude, literally, I just saw this Facebook page. I think it was in the western suburbs of Sydney, somewhere near Mount Druitt. This guy, he's on a scooter with his wife who's not wearing a helmet and a 5-year-old baby in the middle of them. The police stop him over and he says, "Oh, I didn't know I was breaking any rules." He got $300 first of all for having a passenger without a helmet.
Yeah.
Then he got $300 and 3 demerit points for having a kid
on the thing
without like a side carriage or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he got a $300 fine for having more than 2 people on a bike at the same time. Then his wife got a $300 fine for not wearing a helmet.
Oh, he just copped it.
He just had to. He's like, I just came from India and I thought that this was okay.
Oh my God. Dude, well, you know, now I feel bad for him because that's all he knows. Like, he thinks that that's okay.
Dude, I can totally, like, I get it. Like, I remember the first time my dad got pulled over. He started getting out of the car and I was like, "Dad, no, sit inside the car." He's like, "What? I need to talk to the police guy, right?" I was like, "No, that's not how it works here." I had to literally pull him back into the car because he just got out.
Him getting out his wallet as he leaves.
You're kidding. Just like the hundreds.
He didn't see nothing.
Yeah.
I reckon.
I don't know if he would have done that, but he thought, like, he has to go up to the police. He's like, why would they come to they're the cops, right?
Damn, that's a good point.
So that's right. That's what it's like.
As always,
he might be right. That's a better system.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. But they're more hardcore for to do that. Like like in Pakistan, the cops just sort of like put the little lever out in the bike and just sit there like looking at them, and you have to like walk up to them. They're not coming up to you.
No, dude. Even in Pakistan, like the last time I went there, I was driving a lot late at night, and I hated the cops. Not because they were just like, at one point they just got annoying. Like, okay, I don't know if I told the story on the pod, but this is a genuinely true story. I am at my friend's house. It's around.
I was with the ghost.
3 a.m. Not ghost. I was.
Another deep story, is it?
I was slightly high.
Yeah, well, it's Pakistan. Yeah.
And so I'm driving.
I thought
right?
that was brushing teeth until you told
me. I'm driving my dad's friend's car, and my dad's friend has you know, one of those like TVs when you've got like a TV inside of the car. I don't know what the point of that is. Like, who is watching TV while they're driving?
On his steering wheel or in the back seat?
No, not in the back seat.
What?
Front, not on the steering wheel, but like where your music system is supposed to be.
I've never
There's
heard
like a
of
massive
that.
Screen over there.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
You can get whatever you want in the third world, can't
you? Can,
you?
And I'm
like,
jealous.
Seriously. Yeah, what is that?
Fucking bullshit. I want a TV there.
It is just a fancy suicide machine.
And so the cop pulls me over, and I know for a fact that that is not illegal, having that TV screen.
It's
so
not.
It's not. So he doesn't
it's
even
encouraged.
Know it's a TV.
But yeah, what is illegal in Pakistan Nothing. Apart from, like, making fun of God?
Yeah. That'll get you whipped in the street, but, like, everything else is fine.
No, killed, dude.
Oh, killed.
Yeah, okay, that and stealing dates is a whipping, but that's it. You can steal anything else.
Olives.
How can I forget?
But you get like you.
We don't even need you anymore, Ali. We've got our own
house.
What about like you get lashes in Australia too?
Yeah, if you stole bread in like the 18th.
No, now
19th. For what?
150 lashes a beer.
Yeah. Oh, you loser.
Take it. Loser. Take it, Miss Love.
That's what I was actually referring to. That's what I was referring to because that beer is about. A convict that got 150 lashes for stealing barley to make his own beer. There you go. Show you all the Brewing Convention 2020. It's in Marrickville. Just joking. I'm joking.
Brews that do that. It's so hipster at the moment, don't you think?
What?
Just constantly just be like, yeah, hung, drawn, and quartered. The
yeah, beer. I know it is. I know.
Hiroshima.
It's like Ned Kelly's.
Shot in the leg.
Yeah.
It's always just
but it works.
Horrible events
in
history.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right, yeah. Like, 150 Lashes is literally about a convict that, yeah, stole, like, hops from some, like, Aussie, like, some lord guy to make his own bath tomb brew.
The shit that we tried last time on the podcast where, like, my mouth was bitter for weeks.
He got whipped.
Someone was stealing.
Yeah, and he got 150 lashes for
that.
Can
you imagine?
Don't you think that idiot guy you were talking about would take the lashing over the fine that he got?
100%.
Oh, totally. It's like the...
Don't you start
that was
seeing...
all the money
you dropped
from
India. After about 100
like,
lashes?
It's like the... it's like the...
You'd take that over a couple of fines.
No, I was going to say, it's like the country town story that was passed on to you, that was in your country towns video.
Yeah.
With the school
Thanks
teacher.
Thanks for being my investigative journalist.
No problem. Like, but just to refresh the audience, unless in case they have forgotten, a school teacher, I think it was a geography teacher in high school, got, I don't know, $3,000 worth of fines or maybe $5,000 worth of fines from like just like, you know, speeding, parking tickets, just incessant like fines that he kept copping. And he decided to do the time instead.
That's where the absurdity should end. But then he got in front of his class and advertised that as a legitimately good life choice.
Yeah.
That instead of paying fines, you should go to maximum security jail.
Dude.
You could be a financial genius like me.
Yeah.
He was just like barefoot investor.
Yeah.
But he's not wrong though.
Dude.
Well, with that strategy, he's getting the government to pay him.
I mean, that's true, but
yes,
he does
but
have a permanent, he has a criminal record.
And on top of that, he's going to get raped.
He's going to get raped.
Dude, I would rather pay $3,000.
Me
you
too.
Don't know that.
Yeah, okay, so you're taking like a huge chance. You're rolling on a roulette table where it's just being like, all on black, and then it's just like red, sorry.
Right. Yeah. And also, you know one thing? I know for a fact that if I go to jail, and I recently found this out, if I go to jail in Australia, I will not get raped.
Why? Because it's all Muslims in there.
No. But that's kind of close, though. I mean, like, so I know this one
guy. Bleep that out, shit. Fuck. I don't know why I said that. Fuck, that was fucked.
And we can't bleep it out.
We're bleeping that out.
Don't have an editor.
Should we pause it?
It wasn't even a joke. That was actually just like my idea of prison.
Wait,
but anyway, we'll continue.
Look, let's just. I'm
that
sure
might
no,
have to stay in.
No,
we have to get rid of it.
The mic didn't pick it up. Don't worry.
It did.
We have to decide now to stop it or to continue.
Wait, I'm just gonna we'll delete it. Don't worry, we won't.
God, but
like,
egregious thing. It is. Look, that guys, we're already.
Is it because I don't even know what you said.
We're already getting to the. It gets a little blue segment of the pod, even though what I'm saying is it's already this is late.
Round one.
It's already late, and we're on
we're gonna do four of these. Is that the deal?
Wait, we record one each week separately. What are you talking about? Seven, eight, ten days apart.
Podcasts just finish mid conversation. Next conversation sporadically.
Yeah, we have great memories. Dude, great memories.
Shut up? We can't bleep all of this stuff. We're letting out the trade secret.
Sorry, continue.
This is like MTV Unplugged pod.
Well, no, the only reason why I say this, because I know I have a friend whose best friend just went to jail for about 3 years for selling a ridiculous amount of cocaine in Coogee.
Right.
And anyways, so he's now in jail. So my friend was telling me that he regularly talks to him. He'll like send him a letter or whatever. So I started asking my friend, I was like, can you get like more details of how Australian prisons are? Is it like, because all I know, like my only research is Shawshank Redemption. That's it. Like,
that's so, yeah.
If that's not true, I don't know anything about Western prisons. So that in-depth
documentary on prison life is all you know. It's basically Morgan Freeman.
Well, not anymore, because now I know how the fuck it works.
Okay.
Which is actually kind of the same thing as Shawshank Redemption. He was saying...
Wait a second, haven't you...
The only people that get raped in a prison are the ones that have no protectors. They're basically the law, like they're just walking around, they're kind of loose
bitches.
So I asked him what kind of gangs there are, and he was saying, well, a lot of people when they go to jail all over the world, including Australia, they become Muslims, and then you get a certain level of protection because for some reason there's not heaps of Muslims in Australia in general, but for some reason that's a protected community. There's a few people, some people convert to Islam when they go to jail.
A lot of them do. It's like a big thing. Well, there is a big recruitment, like in England anyway, and there's a big problem with like jihadists like recruiting in jail and stuff, and it's like a big,
but I kind of understand in England, man, because there's a shitload of Muslims, there's a shitload of like Pakistanis, there's a good size of population over there. Australia, like, so you think of Lebanese people, right? More than half of them are Christian in Australia. The Muslim population I think it's on like $800,000, 800,000 people.
Yeah, I think it's getting blue.
Well, I've always been doing law too.
I know.
But that's their collective word too, just saying.
I am really considering framing one of my best friends on earth just to put them in prison. You, Miss Love, I'm talking
about. Okay. just one Christian shot. Oh,
no,
right,
I want to see you be Islamic. What is that going to do to your mom?
Nah, he could probably be Christian. I think there's like a...
There's a Christian.
Christian brotherhood. He's already halfway there. He shaved his head. He's a skinhead. He's fine.
It's
dude, are you just on day release?
I live in Lithgow.
It's all making sense. I run a chicken shop. Yeah. Showed out the first day.
Dude, you do belong in jail.
Drug front. Straight up. That's why the chicken tastes good.
I think there's kind of maybe there's an appeal to of like the militism of like Islam when this. It's that sort of like,
man, can we get rid of this propaganda? It's just like when you're in jail, you've got fuck all to do, so you just start thinking about God.
Have you seen
all kinds of God?
Dude, there's not a lot of like, there's not a lot of people converting to like Krishna in the prison system.
Isn't it because
he's a loser?
Yeah, or Hinduism, or you
no,
know
that's
what I mean.
The same thing.
Oh, is it? Oh, right. I just got confused that it's the same shit.
No, I think look, man, when you're in jail, you just become more religious. And plus, the thing is, most of
don't you think it's because you get guilty about what you did?
No, yeah, no. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, first of all, this is something that I learned from law. Most of the people in jail are retarded. I'm not kidding.
No, it's true.
They're intellectually challenged people.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
The average.
Did you think they were all masterminds twirling moustaches, being like, "You win this round, Mr. Barnes."
I thought it was
really sad.
Super villains that got caught out on like a semi hiccup in their mass like bank heist.
An extreme minority. Most of the people in jail are just they're just stupid people.
Really?
That's what my dad's friend said who went to jail for dealing weed.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it? God. That's so ridiculous. Lock him up. Yeah. It is, though.
The libertarian speech and profound political understanding of watching, I don't know, 300 Gavin McInnes videos.
Yeah, please.
That's it. Okay. Well, yeah, it is the biggest injustice on earth for people to go to jail for weed.
That's true. Right.
But the thing is that, yeah, while he was in there, he was saying that it's not that bad being in prison. It's kind of like being in camp, except for the dumb shit bully that was just, there was one of at camp and you could kind of ignore and laugh at. That's just, it's just a thousand Nelson Munces placed into one area and you just have to kowtow to people that you know you're way smarter than.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Oh,
of course. Yeah.
And I've like, I've heard so many cases. It's actually really depressing stuff. I've read a lot of cases where this guy, he hasn't committed a crime. And then the police has this tactic, right? They're gonna like try to get a confession out of you. Mm. The thing is, if you're a rational human being, you just say, I didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're stupid, they'll be like, yeah, I did it. Because, and they haven't done it.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Because the police says, if you admit that you've done it, we're going to let you go. But
they
like,
don't
if
understand
you're
the yet, system.
But, and so they're like, okay, well, this means that I get to go home. Yes, I killed her.
Oh, God.
And then they go to jail.
I'd be interested to see what you know, different levels of prisons are, especially throughout Australia, in terms of, like, the brutality of them. Like, different, you know, different levels of like security prisons and like, you know.
Yeah, there's that.
Because obviously they would vary, right? In terms of like, you're
yeah,
not
it's
gonna
called minimum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maximum.
Well, yeah. So is minimum security like, you know, juvie? Is it not that big a deal? Is it like
I
not
mean,
as?
Look, you're still
wouldn't
in jail,
minimum
but
security
you get to, like,
be white collar?
White collar.
Do they have their own prisons?
Non-violent crimes can also be. It just
that's probably it. They probably just rent out the Hydro Majestic. <right? laughs>
But it's actually better. You get to like, you get to
oh,
work.
Oh, not Asian high tea again. I want tuna sandwiches.
That's so true. Casserole Tuesdays is the worst day.
I mean, what do you think Lithgow prison's like?
It's maximum security.
So it's hardcore.
So, yeah, it's too, that is going to suck.
Yeah. I've driven past there and I'm like, yeah, that looks, there's a lot of fencing.
Yeah. And the fact that they have to call it a correctional facility.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. If you can't admit that it's a prison.
Actually, talking about prisons, there's some kind of cool, well, they're not cool. There's some kind of crazy stories. A friend of mine was a, or maybe he still is a, like a, not a masseuse. Prisoners don't get massages. What's it called? Like physical therapist, right?
Physiotherapist, yeah.
Which is a fancy word for masseuse.
Yeah,
so
you're
basically,
right.
So basically,
hey, no exercise one, balls. That's it. It's just like you do your own spank.
No one ever called it out properly. You're right.
It is what it is.
Physiotherapists are just
masseuses.
Fucking masseuses.
Yeah, without the happy endings.
Who've been to TAFE?
Yeah.
Hey, you're right. Yeah, replace the oil with that hot burn cream that they're always rubbing in.
Denko rub.
Yeah. Denko.
Do they also give like rub and tugs at the end?
No.
What no, with Denko rub?
That would be fucked. Have you ever accidentally touched your penis on you? That would not be good.
No.
Maybe I've done that.
God, that'd be great if that was Lee Harding's wasabi film clip.
Just animated steam coming out his ears. Fuck. Hey, he did a. Oh, I shouldn't get on a tangent, but he re-recorded that for something, and I haven't seen it. That's something we'll have to do collectively. He like re-recorded wasabi, but again,
it's back, and it needed to be.
20 years.
Yeah,
no,
I kind
10
of do
years.
Think it is, even though I regret putting a sarcastic tone on that.
Yeah, no sarcasm whatsoever. But, look, basically, this fella, one of the stories, I'll start with the more mediocre story. It was just one that freaked him out because he used to work in like a high, like a maximum security prison with like sketchy people. And one time he told me that he'd masseused, he gave a massage to like this, the lady that she killed her husband and then chopped his head off and killed her baby and like boiled his head and like served it to people for dinner. He had to give her a massage.
What?
And I was like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
And all right, Alan Jones is 100% on point with this. It's a day spa in there. Fucking right.
Yeah, she had like a crank something
what
in her neck.
What happened to the rack? Bring it back. That should be the closest thing you should get to a massage in prison. You know that thing where you just get stretched?
In like many
that should be your options, yeah. Oh, you got a sore hamstring, do you, love?
The torture device. It's called the rack. That's incredible. And then I asked him, how was she? And he was like, yeah, she's pretty nice. But because, you know, obviously she's...
Yeah, it's Lithgow still. It's just like, well, she killed her first husband, boiled it up. It's not the worst chick I've dated. Let's
no, but like, if you've like killed your husband... Well, boiled his head. You're like, you've tapped out on your evilness of this lifetime, right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't want to give that a chance. Yeah, that she's where she belongs.
Yeah.
And massages is probably too good.
Yeah, I don't know why she's getting massages.
But can we like...
What, did she say why she did it?
To get one? Yeah, because her neck hurt.
Oh,
how ironic.
I know.
How ironic. You know whose else neck hurt? Your dead husband. Whom you boiled and but served.
Like, man, what
she
was that
nice.
Guy?
Yeah, she was
I'm
nice.
I'm going to say it. What was that guy doing that she had to kill him and boil his head?
Who knows?
He must have been one crazy motherfucker himself. First of
you
all,
never
he married
know.
Someone who was capable of doing that.
But you never know, man. Dude, sometimes people come out of the woodwork. Sometimes people crack for no reason. 20 years in a relationship, something happens. There's a chemical reaction. You know, men and women. Like,
we need to know more about her. Do you know any other pieces?
Not about her, but I have another story. But no, like, not about her.
I'm like, I'm going out.
In typical my fashion.
Jesus, God. I hate this. Like, I can't handle it, dude. You're always just handing out things with, like, these huge portions and being like, oh, no, that's not the main.
Yeah.
That's the entree.
And it's always in my like true fashion of just like, so did you ask the simple follow-up question, which would have, you know, answered the perplexities of this huge question that's plagued mankind for years?
Nah, you probably got like distracted.
No, my response was, heavy.
What'd you say?
Oh, heavy.
Yeah. Whoa.
But man, like I'm genuinely, because like it's Bill Burr's theory of like, you know, when he says Chris Brown.
Have you seen Bill Burr's special?
Yes.
Thoughts?
Whoa, I think from our tonalities, we're giving it pretty much the same. Oh, I reckon I'm going to give it 1 point lower than you.
No, because first of all, Jordan, you and I saw it together.
Yeah.
So we already know each other's review, and which was exactly the same.
Which was?
I thought the first half was kind of shitty, but the second half picked up.
Damn.
So when he's talking about like his life, that's kind of shitty. But then when he starts talking about, what was the second half?
No, it was the other way around. The second half where he's just talking about his wife and kids.
Yeah.
And you just think,
well, one of the
what
halves
is this,
were
a 90s
good.
Sitcom? Like, can we like back not to review shitting Bill on Obama's Burr wife?
I loved
podcast?
It. Why?
Because most
there
people
would be
have seen it.
90%
yeah,
of podcasts
yeah,
doing
not,
yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Well,
we're not the Guardian. Like, why?
Well, even though you just said that, I'd give it a raving review. I
that
love
is what the Guardian
it.
Is saying. What Miss Love. It's, yeah. It's a weird world.
I thought it was better than the Chappelle one. I really liked it.
No, that's...
That's what my editor was saying as well. And yeah. I just, like, I thought that that was a fringe opinion.
I really,
wait,
I
which
was
one
belly,
of your editors?
I was belly laughing it. I was barely like, I just thought it was really good. And I thought it was more on like, I like that shit about, it. I think he's coming into his like golden years. Him going into the attack is so good.
There's an epidemic of gold digging whores was his peak.
Oh,
that
maybe.
Was it.
I don't
that
know.
Was
yeah, when he had
stuff.
Curly muffin yeah. hair.
Anyway, whatever. We're like
sagging testicle.
We don't have
and
to.
And I like
right?
it.
But yeah.
The analogy that I was making was like, you know how like Bill Burr says when Rihanna was beaten by Chris Brown?
Yeah.
And he says,
What did he do?
when you say
God.
That she killed her husband and boiled his head,
what did he do? Well, look, you're probably right.
Quote Dave Chappelle. You're what's known on the streets as a victim blamer.
Yeah. Victim blamer.
Is that your first thought every time?
If the kids got molested, what were they wearing?
Oh,
I think
God.
I think I agree with him. Yeah, that is the first
not
thing
the Guardian anymore.
Like, well,
I'll tell you the second story though, because the second one's just fucking brutal. I think the masseuse, you know, this guy was locked in for his massage, but ran into a bit of trouble on the way and never made it into the room. So I don't know if you guys know, but like, you know, look, I'm not going to say, well, no, I'll say it, probably rightly so, but pedophiles are the most hunted game in prisons. They're like, it is like a battleground in prison, but it's like unanimously everyone wants to kill the pedophiles. everyone. Like every single
except group. Even the guards?
Well, they don't want to kill them.
Not give a shit.
Well, the guards are,
but what about the other pedophiles?
Yeah, it's not like rife with pedophiles. Every prison probably has like two.
Wow, I wonder if there's a hierarchy system amongst the pedophiles.
That would, I don't know. But anyway,
as in, do you reckon the one at pedophile, the top?
You sicken me.
Wait, what do you mean?
Another pedophile.
How does that like
no. Hierarchy? Hey, no, yeah, it's like 15 and over only count. Like,
yeah.
Do you reckon the ones at the top? The high-ranking pedophiles go for the youngest ones, or the oldest?
I don't think there's a pedophile ranking system. I think the pedophiles are feebly old, skinny guys that really like baked bean Fridays and don't really get involved.
And kids, of course.
Yeah. But long story short...
I mean, you missed their best...
I never thought about their diet. They would.
But long story short, like, I just remember this because I was like, wow, that is a brutal way to die. But so this fella was supposed to, you know, go for a massage. Didn't happen. But he told me the story that one of the pedophile dudes in prison was cornered by, you know, I don't know if it was a couple of guys or one guy. I can't remember. But anyway, long story short, this is like the move. This is like the standard move that happens pretty commonly across Australia to pedophiles if they are killed in prison. And this is how this guy died. They get a PCP pipe and stick barbed wire in it. And they stick the PCP pipe up his ass as far as it goes and they pull the pipe out.
Damn.
Oh, God. Dude, can you imagine
that? All you can think, especially with this broadcast, like, that's gonna hurt. Wham, bam, thank you, man.
One, two, and it's out.
She wrote.
Yeah. Okay, can I ask you a question? And this is a difficult question to ask. But and don't lynch me for this. Do you feel bad for that pedophile at that point? Or do you say, fuck him, he deserves
it? I mean, look, it's a tough question.
I'm kind of low-key feeling bad for that
look,
guy.
I think low-key. Well, put it this way. Dude. Put it this way. A beheading is like a walk in the park compared to that.
Well, beheading is actually like really simple.
It's over. That's what I mean. Like, and you know, like traditionally, or you know, throughout the world, you know, guillotine have been the death sentence for like people that have done the most heinous crimes. So, I mean, I don't know how do you qualify?
And like back in the day, when like pedophilia was just accepted.
Well, in Rome, it was like the norm.
It was called pedestry.
Yeah, no, every time.
Rome, total war. He's back. Pedestry. Wow. So it's like knitting and that.
Hey, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it was a hobby back then. You're right.
I mean,
it wasn't even if that's your thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was the norm.
But you know what? Like, I think I would be okay in prison. Minus the... I don't want to get my, like... No, not for that reason. Like, I don't want to get my ass fucked. Like, if somehow I can get, like, immunity from not getting fucked...
Yeah. Dude, you got to do what you got to do.
You get so much time. Imagine, like, there's no fucking Facebook.
I know.
World
leaders
write their biographies in prison.
Mandela. Exactly. Dude. Look, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I'd be smashing more than, like... Awaken the Giant within once, you know, a book that size once every 2 years if I was in prison.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
but fuck all to do.
I'd be smashing two every 2 years. No, but like, it'd be mad.
No, because it's a library. What is in the library of a prison?
Well, wouldn't it
just be half of Bronte sister's novel and just Where's Wally?
That's not true.
No, well, you know what you can do?
Like, just so badly drawn.
The Bible, obviously.
You can actually like apply to
theologist,
enroll into school or university, and then they can get you the curriculum.
Yeah, but I hear that prisoners say that they wanted to do that, and prison never does it.
Because
really,
I have a feeling that they're full of shit as well.
No. Sorry, private prison. So it depends if you go to a private or public prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what brings us to our first segment, private prisons.
Is it?
So bad. No, it's
not. Oh, okay.
Oh, but I do. Wow, Jesus. That would be good if that was the case, was but unfortunately...
No, here's the DL, private prisons are shit. Oh,
fuck yeah. Settled in a sentence, hell yeah, this love, moving on. That was your substantive point. Now give us money.
Give us money, but like, okay, so the segment, okay, we should actually move on to the segment.
Yeah.
The segment is, hey, what do you think about Gladys Liu and the controversy?
All right, not bad.
You'll have to fill, like, you'll have to fill me in on that one.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, what? That's right, because no, it's not Gavin McInnes fighting a kid.
Yes.
Questionably mentally disabled.
That's right. I know what I like, damn it.
I just have 2 points to make on this. I was watching
or laughing at people going slowly and saying on Facebook that we vaguely know.
Oh, Jesus.
That's part of the politics for you, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of politics.
It definitely is.
I'll let you handle the Gladys Liu and shitting on the liberals. But I just have to make like quick 2 points. The first one stems from me watching Q&A. I think I'm a masochist. I keep hating it and I keep watching it. Sam Vecchiari was on it and he was, man, I
that
didn't
know. Not on it.
I do not want to be that guy though. Sam Vecchiari, he was...
Why is he still around?
Because like the show was on
he should be playing
Foreign Influence.
Yeah.
And he is like the biggest... He was basically just like saying, yep, keep hitting me. I deserve every punch I get.
Who? Why?
Really?
Yeah, because he was just saying, what because I
he,
did
he just
was
wants
absolutely
to get back
wrong.
On.
No.
And,
oh, he capitulated. Don't never capitulate.
Dude, you know what
never
he said?
Capitulate.
He was saying, I just got enticed by the cars and the drivers, and now I have a bicycle. He genuinely said that.
So he's going for the greens. Try to sneak his way back.
No, but like that was my point was that I was so and Sam Vecchiari made this point too in like a moment where he just actually came out and said it. He was being shit on by this guy that was right next to him, who was this Asian dude who worked for some American think tank,
right?
And China policy, and he was giving Sam Vecchiari lectures about like how foreign influence is bad when he is a perfect representation of foreign influence. It just happens to be from a country
America.
That we somehow are okay with. This is my point. Like,
yeah, it's so scary watching Q&A and understanding that that's the subtle inverted messages that are going on there. If it's just being like diverse opinions, but if you look past the fact that every now and then there's just some catty woman going, is that what you think? other than that, like it's exactly the same message being propagated every episode.
Diverse
it's
opinion.
A very scary thing to and like it seems like the only thing it's set up. And obviously, I don't watch it religiously, but it seems like the only thing that it has done is to just keep setting up in people's minds just like a really boring version of Derek Zoolander getting hypnotized to kill the Malaysian prime minister. it's that but for boomers just right. Sitting there every day just being like America good, China bad.
Yeah, in fact, funnily enough, the people that are saying China is bad are often foreign influences themselves that are telling you to think that China is bad because they have their own nefarious agendas about fighting this global war with them. And this is the other bit. I'm gonna like hand it over to Jordan to like address the actual controversy. But this is like you have no idea the sort of fire that you're playing with over here because you have what, like around more than like 1.5 million Chinese Australians living in this country?
Yeah, how many Americans do we have? Just the ambassador and his family.
Yeah, and they all live in
Sydney. Oh, and that rapper that moved to Melbourne and hit his girlfriend. That's about it. That's all you got.
What, who's that?
I don't know.
I can't remember, but he keeps trying to advertise himself as the black Eminem, and Eminem's always like, dog, you ain't on my level.
I love it.
Man, most
you
people,
ain't on my level. Yeah,
even Post Malone ain't on Eminem's. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Even Post Malone.
The king of
it. The king. Ali, how dare you?
The king of.
Take off your shirt and hit yourself with it.
150 lashes for you.
No, I'm trying to like I'm genuinely saying that this could potentially
I mean, look,
be
I don't,
a really bad situation. More
why?
Than 1.5 million
Chinese uprising
China.
In fucking
no,
Australia.
What I'm saying is like you don't want to antagonize a population to such an extent that already lives within you. So right now most
fun.
Chinese are pretty chill, right? They're like They I don't know, whatever. They like going to a fucking the casino and game. Like, that's their life. That's that's, they're like really passive individuals. You don't want to stoke fucking nationalism into them. Like, if you keep looking at them as potential threats.
Do they feel I mean, I assume that second generation, they genuinely feel Australian.
However, if you keep poking the bear, you don't know what's going to come next.
Let me put it in words that you'd understand, Miss Love. If you keep poking the bear of China, Taste of Shanghai will shut down for a few days and you won't be able to get Mapo tofu.
Well, that's pretty far away anyway for me. So it's like, it's all right. That's okay. It's like, I'm not worried.
Okay, so it's just about geographical convenience.
I mean, I don't think... I think sometimes this pod's a little too red. Like, China isn't a fucking... Like, China is...
Sometimes... Dude, we should just call this... This is the official propaganda. This should be called A and Q.
Yeah. No, okay. So, let me... Tell me, like, what you disagree... Because there's a lot of shit about China that I disagree
yeah,
with, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you should be vocal about how...
I don't disagree with anything on them.
Come on. there is, like... That's insane.
But you know what you should do? You should say how China is... It's a repressive regime. It's undemocratic. Yeah. But don't say that they're not allowed to have any... They can't lobby in Australia when you're allowing every other country to lobby in Australia. First of all, they're right next to you. They have a stake. It's like saying that Canada, whatever happens in Canada, America has no interest or has cannot say anything about it.
No, I understand.
They're right next to you. They have 1.5 million people living in the country. And you are telling them not to have anything to say in this country, and you're allowing America, India, basically all of the other countries to have a say.
Yeah, I think you're a bad person, Miss Love.
I'm Jordan just pushing the Chinese fucking rice farmer into the prison. How long have I been here? Shh. It's not your time to talk now. Here, buy
you
a shirt.
Really are
buy
one
a shirt.
Cast away from that of just be like, you're listening to the Friendly Geordies podcast with Arlie Jordan and the replacement of Miss Love, Guangzhou. So I was watching American basketball and
no, I mean,
Guangzhou, you and your basketball.
Veggie mate.
Yeah, no. Dude, you've really sealed the deal on this one. This is your last pod.
That's it.
I won't even mention Australian foods and laugh about it.
Jordan literally, this is true, in Adelaide, Jordan offered to make me a full celebrity by constantly pumping videos of me on his channel.
Yeah.
His only condition was that you be extremely pro-China and you wear a Communist Party uniform while you're doing
That's right, yeah. Two is way more important than one.
You do that in your spare time. I just film you.
The only time he doesn't wear it is when he's going to university. He is one of the Chinese spies that Clive Palmer is warning about. That's Ali.
Come on, man. Sit there and be entrepreneurial. Like, just jump on, get paid for it.
All right. Well, I already had my entire wardrobe was just that, so very convenient. All right, Jordan. So what do you? Because I'm like, what do you think about Gladys Liu?
Can you tell me what the hell it is so first?
Do you know the story behind it?
No, I don't know.
What do you know? Do you know the background?
I know what ABC told me, so basically I don't know anything.
What did they say? So they just put it up and went like, there's a bit of contention in the Liberal Party. Yeah, by the fact that there's somebody in there that sideshow bobs their way into Parliament.
Yeah, and also they keep saying how she is completely different from Sam Dastyari. Because what Sam Dastyari did was wrong. What Gladys did was a mistake.
All she did was steal an election.
What is that, such a crime? You're going to have to explain this.
Is voter fraud that big of a crime?
Fuck.
So Gladys Liu is a Liberal Party member.
Right.
She became a rock star. She's actually one of the first Chinese American or Chinese Australian MPs or something.
Really?
What
about
the Liberal Party is obsessed with Chinese people at the moment.
Yeah.
Why?
It's so vogue.
Yeah.
Why?
But you know what's fucking? You know what's crazy?
Wait, she can't be the first. What about what's her name? The Labour.
Yeah, Labour.
Girl.
That's the.
Oh right. Oh, so the first Liberal.
Yeah, Liberal.
Right.
So she raised a lot of money for the party.
Yeah.
And now
because a lot of Chinese are Liberal in Australia, aren't they?
Yeah, they can.
Vast majority.
Particularly like if they're well off, which a lot of Chinese actually happen to be.
Well, yeah. Small business.
So, which ends up becoming big, and then they get like one of them Ferraris. Dude, all Ferraris in Australia are owned by Chinese people. Have you noticed this? I've never seen a single white guy. Maybe like James Packer or something.
You know what I will give Chinese people though? I like
food.
You know, obviously.
Good food.
Apparently everything. That, yeah. You just said apparently everything.
In that small pause while I was trying to gather my thoughts, Mislav's brain switched with Arbus.
Yeah.
And strangely, Mislav's contribution to that was just being like, oh, there's more to that than food, Arbus. No.
Kung Pao chicken.
Still on it.
Still on it.
We just,
dude, it's
extemporaneously changed minds for, we like switched brains for 1 second.
What I will give them, and because look, honestly, as we all know, I'm very harsh on the Chinese. I don't give them enough praise. So just
unbelievable
to balance it out.
You know that famous photo where there was like the Chinese man like standing in front of a tank and he got ran over. That would be Jordan in the tank, being like standing in the way of progress.
No, but that's the whole thing. That tank driver tried to avoid him. Yeah, you defied your chairman.
So pro. Totalitarianism and like authentic, scary.
Scarily pro totalitarian.
Dude, you make a list of the smartest people on this planet, and a lot of them would. I'm not saying they'll be pro China, but they'll
be all Joe Rogan's guests. Shut up.
That's right.
Hunters. Yeah, particularly the ones that talk about hunting.
Yeah. And Steve Tyler from Aerosmith. You know that video? It's a fucking snippet. That guy's lost his mind. There's a snippet of him where he's like describing recording a song. It's literally like, so I walked in the booth, I sat down, and I got a good thing, and I started writing Pink, Into My Obsession. He goes like this. He goes, I can't do it. He's explaining writing music in a booth. It's like Pink. You're in My Obsession. Pink. Wait, you didn't it even, no question. Pink. This goes on for like a minute. It's like, you're my searcher, my lover. Pink. Like it goes.
Wait, but what's the relevance of Pink?
It's just some arbitrary lyric that he was writing for a song that he was retelling for a story for Joe Rogan to say how good a songwriter he is. But he just comes off looking insane.
Cool.
You're gonna have to see it. I'll show you after. If anyone here is watching it, listening, watch Steve Tyler, the Joe Rogan podcast, and just wait for that part because it's mind-boggling. It's one of those things where you watch it and you're like, what the hell is he talking about?
The age of 60 go insane.
He's like 80. He's like 80, dude. He's old.
Yeah, but like,
so all these old people, and he's just sitting there being like, interesting is Mothman. Don't disregard Mothman. I've never even heard of Mothman.
He's not real. Who's Mothman?
Well, old people
go like, of course he believes in Bigfoot. He thinks that Bigfoot is just a proven animal that is in a zoo.
I believe in Bigfoot before I believe in 9/11. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Damn, I got like this. We can talk about this later, but I got into flat Earth theory, and I think the Dome Kang knows what's up.
Well, you've got
to look. Let's talk about this first. Let's talk about
next podcast.
Yeah. But I want to hear about this.
We're going to delve into Miss Love's flat Earth theory.
It's always the 45-minute mark that this turns into Fox News.
No, but like, go on. I want to hear your Gladys Liu.
You still don't tell me what she did. She raised a bunch of money.
She raised a bunch of money. ASIO and intelligence organization.
Yeah.
And not proven, but I'm telling you,
China,
aided by American intelligence agencies, told them that some of the money that was raised was
China.
Affiliated to people that were affiliated to the Communist Party.
Okay.
Just like four or five people removed, but
still, but if that happened in Labour, the Libs would be. They would light Parliament on fire.
You know what's fucking weird? You know what Scott Morrison said? Can you imagine the leader of the Conservative Party saying this?
What?
His response to this was, stop being racist.
No.
Are you serious?
And the media, it's happened. It's happened. And now conservatives are fucking social identity politics.
He's a fucking smart guy. He did that because he's so utilitarian. He did it because... When you shit on like someone like Muslims, right? It doesn't matter because they're fear the population is too less. Secondly, they reside in safe labor seats, so they don't make that much of a difference. Chinese Australians, they're larger, and there's a sizable population in swing states. So the reason why he said stop being racist is, I think, because he wants to get reelected.
Yeah.
Like, no other reason. I think he is like,
but why are that they,
fucking
why are they reptilian playing?
Where he doesn't give a fuck about any other thing. He said that.
No, but it's not even about reelection in 3 years. If they lose that seat, they don't have majority in parliament again.
Yeah, that's true as well.
Right.
And you know, the other reason that she was, you know, the only reason that she is in parliament, she only won by 1,000 votes. You know how she won those?
Oh.
There was billboards around the elections of all the schools that were in the same colour as AEC billboards. You know, the ones that just go, this is how you vote. You've got two pamphlets, Senate and upper house.
Right.
And then she was just like, I'm just putting these up to help out the Chinese community. And then in Chinese, so Aussie, in the Chinese language.
Yeah.
But Mandarin, I'm assuming. Look, Cantonese, who gives a fuck about that?
Just that's, call it Chinese, whatever.
It's pidgin English, isn't it? Come on. How specific is that people who speak Cantonese? You're just the retarded Mandarin.
Well, it's not. It's not.
Yeah, because like every time you hear Mandarin, yeah, it seems like Chinese. Every time you hear Cantonese, you go like, "Are you retarded?
Really? Is that what happens?"
No, that's egregious. I'll just join.
No, okay. So whenever
you know, I'll just join.
Of course, come on in, Miss.
Yeah. What I'll say is, it's not a beautiful sounding language. It's not Italian.
But that's
is
what
it?
I'm saying.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
You're thinking of Cantonese.
Okay.
When you're thinking of like not a beautiful language, yeah, you're thinking of Cantonese.
I don't think
Mandarin's the language
of
love. You
don't have to defend the Chinese that much. I mean, come on. I am the biggest apologist here, and even I'm not going to go that far.
Two commies pushing for China support.
But you know what? I will give it though. That should be the mandatory language in every airport.
What?
The sound of just it being like, bing, bing, bing. Tension flies, Qantas coming in 20 minutes late. Sorry about the delay. How much better is it when it comes in like, ding, ding, ding?
No, I disagree, but it sounds, I guess it sounds more.
Maybe it's like music. I guess it sounds. It's everybody's vibe.
I guess it sounds more.
Yeah, he needs to surf rock here into classical music.
Yeah. So what, she put the colours in the same colour to basically fool, or did she write?
No, yeah, so she put it up as an AEC colours, and then put it in Mandarin, and then just said, this is how you vote, you put number one Liberal Party.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
No
and because
way.
They're Chinese, wait, and they wait, come from a country that doesn't have democracy, they were just like, oh, okay, this is how I don't get shot, and then they just went in and put it out, and then moved out, and then she won by 1,000 votes.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
She's just like really.
Can you do that? Can you do that though? Because you know,
no, Miss Love, you can't.
But you know, when you get the ballots when you walk into it's like you get the fucking leaflet when you walk in to vote to the ballot thing, and you get the Greens
one,
the Labour one.
Can you explain to me why it's
and
like then 5'6" tall?
Because there's so many parties, man.
But like, have you seen the huge one? I think it's a little unnecessary.
I do too. It is huge.
I think just like give us.
It's
a
like
summary.
A scroll. It's like a Harry Potter scroll.
And, like, it's so difficult.
Just put Liberal Labour Greens down.
No. Shooters Farmers.
Let's just skip the Greens.
Right, skip the Greens. Put in Shooters Farmers. That's a ballad, ladies and gentlemen. We're done.
But you know how they hand you those? It's so pathetic. The Greens hands you one. Labour hands you one. Liberal hands you one. For the Libs, it's like, just simply put a number one in the box you like. For example, Shake, we've put a number one for our Libs in Senate and in the House. And it's the same for Labour. And it's the same for Greens. It's just so pathetic. It's just like, well, we've just put a number one for our candidate just because, you know, why not? Like, isn't that kind of the same thing?
No, that's actually not the same thing. Because
it's advertising.
They're not putting it in the same colours. They're not pretending that they're an official this is how you vote platform, right? This is a Labour Party pamphlet. You can tell because it has the Labour Party on it, Miss Love. I don't know if you figured
that
out.
So that was consciously trying to
this is so good. Miss Love is as democratically illiterate as fresh off the boat Chinese people.
So this
what
is,
do you mean I don't have to vote Labour one?
So this is like, this is conscious corruption. This is conscious corruption. That's what it is.
No, it's being really slick.
It's trying to make you propaganda.
Feel that
it's propaganda.
You need to vote Liberal.
It's not propaganda. It's just straight up bamboozles.
Right.
So they're pretending to be a neutral figure and telling you to vote for someone that is basically just them.
Yeah.
So when the Labour Party
shows
up.
It's so ballsy. Like, when was the last time that would have happened? Do you think it was just when this was on the radio?
No.
My baby at the pancakes.
It would have been that.
Dude, just sing. That's that. If you just sang that for an hour, it would be better than this pod, or any of our pods. If you just sang that, it was amazing. Jordan doing old-timey 1920s jazz music is like, that would bring me out of a coma, I'm telling you.
Would it?
Yeah.
I think if I went back to the 20s and listened to that, I'd end it.
Oh, come on. It was the golden era.
So much.
It was so good. And that really shitty
mic just going,
I love that stuff. It was like, my baby and I are going down to the shore. I love it. I love it. Well, why? Again, friends can disagree. I don't know. There's something so like old-timey. Like
a ghost comes in after this and is like, okay, it's time for Johnny Shortcake.
Dude, you also love, and you know you do, you love like grifters and the old-timey like bow tie, rosy cheeks, slick back hair guys that were like, I'm going to show you a magic trick, Kedge, and like elixir sellers. That was the height of entertainment, man.
All right, but I would like it if that existed, but Oops, I Did It Again was on radio.
Yeah, you can't survive with the trash music, of course. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could actually choose the era that you lived in, Miss Love, would you choose now or would you just say 1920s?
Yeah, when I die of TB.
Yeah.
No, I would say now. Like, dude... No, there's way... Now I've thought about
or
this.
2000.
No, you say take me back too much. And you're not talking about take me back to the 80s. You are talking about that period between World War One and World War II.
Greg Gatsby.
A roast meal, you would have had to have done, like, pick a card, any card, she. You're like, that's the only way you could do it. You have to grift your way into a steak.
At least they were honest. You know, workers not supporting the goddamn commies over there in China, huh? Like you two pinkos, they were an honest man.
China was not communist. Russia was, though.
China wasn't communist. No,
China was. Yeah,
that was amazing. It was a crackheadocracy. That was actually how China was run. It was just getting someone from Nowra on the street, being like, "Oh, you got two bucks, bruh," and making him the unquestioned lord and master.
Oh my God. No wonder
they like lost so hard in World War II.
What? Because of the opium situation? Yeah. Oh, right. Well, it was that bad. It went to the top.
They were just fucked. Japan took over them, and then before that
it was like the dynasty sort of like emperors.
Before that, then there was like a massive civil war. Assume
it was a long line of 10-year-olds being like, "Do not question."
Yeah. 1,000 years. He's wise.
Then there was like a civil war between the communists and the nationalists. The nationalists lost that war. In fact, ended up going to Taiwan. So Taiwan is run by the nationalists that were supposed to rule over China.
Wow. Do you know anything about the leader that was facing Mao, that was challenging Mao?
I mean, he was a loser.
Is that all you know?
That is loser job.
He did not win.
No, like I know about his organization. Why?
Because my social media manager, who, God... It's just such a bad influence on me.
That's
just
a great
egging each other on.
Yeah, that's a great.
No, the best leader is President Xi Jinping. No. The best leader is the leader of Turkmenistan. Yeah, that's the peak of leadership. Yeah. You know what? Actually, this is amazing. We just saw that. John Oliver has done like a 30-minute thing on just trashing Gurban Guly, who's the Turkish Prime Minister. Dude, I have never been triggered in my life until I saw that.
Really?
And both of us just sat there with folded arms going, "Turn it off." The only people on earth that were like legit, just like, "Oh, dislike."
So you love the guy that said the post New Zealand terrorist attack said like, "Aussies coming to Turkey, be careful."
No, that's Erdogan.
Who are you talking about? I thought you were talking about the Prime Minister, the President now.
Yeah, he's talking about the Prime
Minister. Who are you talking about?
The President of Turkey.
Wow. Who are you talking about?
Who are you talking about? What Turkish guy? You mean a Turkish role? I mean, I like
you. You had time traveling. Hold up.
And we're out of time.
All right. It's been a
pleasure. They're not so big.
Yeah. All right. Wait. Jordan will see us out with a 1920s song about... washing, you know, dishes and rags and that old time swing. See us out.
I love
my dish red. I love the color of that red. So yellow and spongy. Like my baby. And she's in the bed.
You're telling me that was the peak of music?
Come on. All right, give us money, please.
Dude, that was...